where is your leading taking you now? Where did you start? You said you laugh at your naive beginnings, and I love some of those naive beginnings, and I realize that they were the beginnings.
They were the beginnings.
Where are you being led now? What's the real work, the causes?
Well, now I see that activism, like playing the cello or being an athlete, we have to practice. The first time you pick up that violin, it screeches, and everybody in the house goes, oh my, I wish they'd picked up a different instrument. And then later on, they're playing the most soulful, beautiful melody, or in a violin part or a fiddle part, and everybody forgives those beginning moments. And so the same thing is with activism. We have to hurl ourselves out there. We have to make mistakes, but we have to practice. And as we practice, we try this, try that, try this, try that. We get to be better humanitarians and communitarians. And people who kind of get embarrassed or get their feelings hurt or get defensive and then back away and say, well, I'll never do that again, that's too bad, because it is in the doing it again that you get better. So one of the things when I do these workshops called Demystifying Activism is to help us see that, to say, don't let one accusation or one hurt feeling take you away from this extraordinary life that we're in, where we can participate in glorious ways, very different ways, but glorious ways. And the other thing is, going back to the fear-based thinking, is that I try to do songs or, in the teaching, raise questions. I'm not telling people how to think, but I'm trying to raise questions that will jar us out of any kind of drug-like sleep that we've been put into by corporate media or by fear-based thinking.